Arecibo Green Bank LOFAR Carbon Radio Recombination Line Observations Toward Cold High Clouds, by Dianish Roshi et al. We present results from a search for radio recombination lines in three high self-absorbing, HISA, clouds at 750 MHz and 321 MHz with the Robert C. Byrd Green Bank Telescope, GBT, and in three galactic plane positions at 327 MHz with the Arecibo Telescope. We detect carbon recombination lines, CRRLs, in the direction of DR4 and DR21, as well as in the galactic plane position G34.94 plus 0.0. We additionally detect hydrogen recombination lines, HRRLs, in emission in 5 of the 6 sight lines, and a helium line at 750 MHz towards DR21. Combining our new data with 150 MHz loafer detections of CRRL absorption towards DR4 and DR21, we estimate the electron densities of the line-forming regions by modeling the line width as a function of frequency. The estimated densities are in the range 1.4 right arrow 6.5 cm carat minus 3 towards DR4, for electron temperatures 200 right arrow 20K. A dual line forming region with densities between 3.5 right arrow 24 cm carat minus 3 and 0.008 right arrow 0.3 cm carat minus 3 could plausibly explain the observed line width as a function of frequency on the DR21 sight line. The central velocities of the CRRLs compare well with CO emission and HISA lines in these directions. The cloud densities estimated from the CO lines are smaller, at least a factor of 5, than those of the CRRL forming regions. It is likely that the CRRL-forming and high self-absorbing gas is located in a denser, shocked region either at the boundary of or within the CO-emitting cloud. This was Arecibo Green Bank LOFAR Carbon Radio Recombination Line Observations Toward Cold High Clouds, by Dianish Roshi et al.